Hello, this is Lynn McCrary. This is my first podcast. I will be reading from my soon-to-be-published novel, The Chronicles of a Mad Lab Assistant, A Darker Pygmalion. This is set in the world of Howard Phillips Lovecraft, but a steampunk version. And in the year, it starts in the year 1929, and our hero, Edward Gore, is on his way to finish his final year at the famous Missikonag University. Prologue. A letter addressed to Mrs. Emily Marsh Gore, Boston, Massachusetts, Friday, 30th August, 1929. Dearest Mater, I am writing from my room at the Aylesbury boarding house at 48 East Pickman Street here in Arkham. I know you fret over Isaac and me with us both away at university, so this letter serves simply to reassure you of my safe arrival. The journey from Boston to Arkham aboard the Pullman was somewhat slow. The weather was fair for the most part, interrupted only occasionally by light showers that did little more than break the monotony. A couple of my chums from the mechanical engineering program stopped by my apartment to pass the time. Their company was jovial and spirited, so the voyage proved less tedious than I had anticipated. It strikes me as odd to think that this may be my final journey to Arkham, as I now prepare to enter my senior year at Miskatonic University. I have finished the books I brought from home and shall return them with my next post, so do expect a parcel sometime next week. As I mentioned to Potter yesterday, I intend to continue working nights at the morgue of St. Mary's Teaching Hospital. I am aware that neither of you approves of this arrangement, but I feel I have little choice, since Potter covers only my university fees, books, and dormitory lodging. I shall remain employed to afford my lodgings off campus. My degree requires an internship during my final two semesters, and I have secured a position as laboratory assistant to one of the professors. Thankfully, this is incorporated into my weekly schedule. The pay is sufficient, so I shall not need to reduce my hours. It may not be ideal, but it suits my needs. As I have mentioned before, the previous attendant vanished under somewhat mysterious circumstances. I have since discovered that this was largely why I was able to secure the position in the first place. Opportunities were scarce for underclassmen, and I was, in fact, the sole applicant. It seems to me that few students are willing to work in a morgue shadowed by whispers of foul play. Speaking of employment, I have given further thought to Potter's desire that I join the family's airship manufacturing business in Boston. Whilst I have taken courses in airship design here at Miskatonic, and I recognize that an apprenticeship shall follow graduation, I remain undecided as to my future. I find myself increasingly drawn to the mechanical aspects of engineering to my mind. Graduation is but the next step along that path. Though joining a family firm may seem a dream to many, I fear I would feel trapped beneath the weight of Potter's expectations. I do hate the thought of disappointing either of you, yet it is my future, and I hope you both appreciate that. In the end, the choice must be mine. To take care of yourself and Potter, I look forward to seeing you both during the Christmas break. This December, I promise to write again soon, and shall include the books I've recently completed. Should you wish to write in the meantime, please address your letters to me at the Aylesbury boarding house, care of Mrs. Irma Bishop. She's the landlady here and will assure I receive any parcels or correspondence you send. Give my warmest regards to Potter and to Isaac when next you write to him. Yours affectionately, Edward.